This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Morning.
What's up?
How you doing, everybody?
Kenny and I going over the time there was a news reporter in our studio.
Being loud.
Going live while we're doing the radio show.
And then in the middle of the segment, wanted you to turn and was asking you. And that was the day I thought Andy Roth might actually, I thought his head was just going to actually pop off his shoulders and shoot into the stratosphere.
Like, hey man, we're doing a radio show. It can hear you.
Like, in the segment, Lima's going, I just can't stand how J.B. Bickerstaff. Hey, can you turn?
Can you come on?
Can you turn? I'm looking at this. I go, what is this guy doing? What is this guy doing?
How is that allowed?
Andy could hear it, and you could see, you could feel the gears clanging in his head, and my phone just keeps lighting up, and I go, he don't care. He's coming after it
I
now.
Remember, I think that's the last we'll see of him in the studio.
Yeah, and it was. He did wish us a happy holidays, though.
That was very nice.
I don't think he texted Andy, but what are you going to do? Anywho, new stadium possibilities here. It's a stadium showdown between the Browns and the city, and Chris Ronayne's into it, even though it's still in Cuyahoga County, but, you know, what are you going to do?
Is it throw you off? No, is it? Did we figure out how we're going to pay for it? Is it over?
Mexico's going to pay for it.
We're not on the hook, right?
Now, wait a minute. We got setting the tone at 8:45.
Wait, I live in Cuyahoga County. I am on the hook.
Yes, you do. You are on the hook. So, Dave Jenkins spoke yesterday, a Brown COO, chief operating officer. There's been several people who have talked. This is starting to get into the nits and the grits.
Well, it's the offseason.
Nitty-gritty stadium talk. Here we go. Yeah. It is nitty-gritty stadium talk.
I am curious, if you were to ask the average fan right now, what's more important to them, the stadium saga or number two? Or Myles Garrett? Like,
who
where
they're
would
taking
you register
at number
them?
Two. Yeah. Who they're taking
the number
at number two.
Draft. Yeah.
What matters to them? The stadium's the furthest away.
Probably, I would honestly, in my eyes, number two, Myles Garrett, then the stadium. Okay.
But which one directly affects them more?
It's gotten to the point
well,
now.
Well, you're right. The stadium would, especially if you're in Cuyahoga County, and especially there are going to be three letters we're going to tell you about a little bit later on in the segment.
We're going to tell you about it very shortly here in the segment.
But that's going to be way more impactful to you and your wallet than anything else.
There's one part that I think people really care about. I mean, there's people who are definitely dug in, but including your friend. Here is Dave Jenkins. Could PSLs be a part of the project? Hit it.
I think it's fair to acknowledge that PSLs and those sorts of things are common components of stadium projects today, but we're just not far enough along to have clear answers on those yet.
Tone, what do you think?
So it's the first acknowledgement that yes, PSLs are going to be a part of this. Remember, we had...
You think it's going to be just happening?
We had JW on it's less than a year ago, and I asked him the PSL question. He didn't really answer it. He said, well, way too early on that. I mean, did not that not sound like an acknowledgement that, hey, other stadiums have PSLs now. That's part of traditional funding now.
Probably a part of the equation.
Did I miss that, Owen?
Or hear it again?
Yeah, please.
I think it's fair to acknowledge that PSLs and those sorts of things are common components of stadium projects today, but we're just not far enough along to have clear answers on those yet.
Well, you don't want to guarantee PSLs and then all of a sudden come up with the funds some other way. And then,
but he does say, you know, every time there's a new stadium, there are PSLs, and they are going to build a new stadium, so you got to assume.
And we had seen price tags in Buffalo, you know, per ticket in the tens of thousands of dollars. So if you have four tickets, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm reading an article right now in Buffalo and someone's like, we have upper level seats and we have $60,000 worth of PSLs we have to come up with.
The weird thing is,
holy
though,
cow.
That's a lot. The weird,
just, that's $60,000 worth of house.
What am I missing though? Because in the same articles, they go, they got a waiting list of people willing to buy the PSLs for the Bills. And all I keep hearing about is, hey, Buffalo's a city like us. There's not much money to go around.
Smaller.
But there's a waiting list of people ready to buy the PSLs for the open-air stadium that it's still going to dump snow all over. There's just going to be a canopy, so they're not going to have to ask people to come in and shovel it anymore. That's where your PSL money goes. You don't have to shovel it anymore.
It gets too heavy and it...
Well, no, if it's not windy, that snow's not coming under the canopy.
If you build that thing and that canopy ends up having a problem, you are going to Judge Judy, buddy boy. There is a problem there. She's going to dust off the robe. Wait, she has a new show, don't she?
Yeah, Judy okay. Justice.
Judy Justice.
On Hot Bench.
Oh, it's but, a Hot know, Bench? Whatever. I figured it was Hot Bench.
Got to take it to Hot Bench.
I don't like Hot Bench. I don't like three
How
people.
How could you not?
It's got to boil down to one. The buck's got to stop at
it's
somebody.
It's a tribunal.
I don't want a tribunal.
It's a trifecta tribunal.
No, God, I do not like Hot Bench. Take it to Judge Judy, and then there's a couple other ones, and one got in trouble, so I don't want to say any names right now. Take it to Fatlock. I'll make the decision. I'm not very good at things like that. Dave Jenkins went further, says it's big. Now, this may be defraying it, maybe, says Governor DeWine, talking about including the sports tax in the state budget. Does this include gambling here? Owen, well, let's see what he says.
The governor including this in his budget signals a support for these types of projects. It recognizes the importance of these facilities, of these teams to our state. It recognizes or signals a willingness to help solve it.
The good Governor DeWine has two stadiums he has to focus on. He's got one up here and one along the river down there.
Well, he'll delegate one to his lieutenant governor, Jim Tressel.
Jim Tressel? Well, if we're delegating, we call Jim Tressel.
Yes.
He can't go down to Cincinnati. Yeah, we're not doing the river people there. You guys can find your own. If Johnny Bench wants to help you guys down there, go right on ahead. I know we have a few listeners in Cincinnati. I'm sorry, but we call dibs on Jim Tressel. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it the right way up here. He went a little bit further. Why it was big now to go over the tax situation, get these facts out there to the taxpayer.
We've been pretty conscious about not getting ahead of our public partners because they have processes to run. It's not the only thing they're working on, and it's really complex. But there's some mistruth out there about what it's going to do to taxpayers, how it's going to get paid for, and it's important to have the facts out there. So as we near this June 30th tight timeline, it's important to have this narrative out there of the truth.
Now, Ed and Peggy Gallick were over there. I mean, everything's been a double Gallick on this one. And then I saw on a couple other ones, Chris Ronayne said it was a Hail Mary by the Browns. The county commissioner said that tone. There have been talks about downtown, keeping them downtown. Dave Jenkins did address that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He actually wanted to fight the idea that the Browns didn't look hard enough to stay downtown.
I think it's a little unfair to suggest we look harder because we did look hard. We looked at multiple sites. We looked at the site where the new county jail is going to be built. We looked at the post office site that people talk a lot about. We explored and spent a lot of dollars on the Burke site.
So there you go. What are you thinking?
This is a rough time to come to the public to ask for money. Now, the way that they, and it's always forevermore, it's always going to be a rough time to go to the public.
Yeah.
In this situation, you know, the Minnesota example stands out as a project that I think all parties involved would say they knocked it out of the ballpark. They paid it off early,
but
like
that,
some 20 years early.
But that also got very ugly.
Yeah,
Ziggy Wolf got on the plane and flew to Los Angeles and was like, whoa, we're at the 11th hour here.
Right.
And they remember, they lost their hockey team up there. That's their thing. They lost the North Stars, and they got the Wild ever since, but you know, they've seen a team go, and that got to the 11th hour, and people said some nasty things about Ziggy Wolf there for a while.
I do think, much like we wondered what phase two of the Myles Garrett threat level, what that experience would be like, I still think we are still at the very early stages. I know the Browns are way further along because they finally unveiled their financing program. They finally have narrowed it down, but there's still a negotiation to be had here with the city, the county, the state. You know, the city negotiation is kind of a moot thing, but that's going to be about what happens with lakefront development. Will the Browns pay for the demolition of their own stadium? I'm sure the city would almost they would almost need that. I'm looking at it this way, Kenny. Like, when they're talking state money and they're talking about gambling money, okay, if you were to talk about who would be the candidate, where would the onus be on the type of people who would have to pay for this? You'd come up with who? Well, the people that go to the games, right?
Yes.
And that's not counting your ticket prices. That's not counting your parking, even though there's going to be a tax on parking. There's going to be the hotel bed tax and, you know, those admissions taxes and all of that stuff. You would think the best candidate to try to pay for this are the people that care about sports the most.
Yeah.
Even though I get it, it's for the region, it's for other events that you're going to be trying to bring in.
Well, that's where
you'd imagine sports people are the ones that would at least go along with it the most, right?
Yes. Isn't that where the sports gambling component plays into that a little bit? Like, all right, if you're betting on it, you're more likely to go to it. Because it's like, all right, like Sue Ellen Mischke in Brook Park, who's 86 years old, and she hasn't been to a Browns game in her life, and she's just watching the news and knitting and watching Jeopardy and The Wheel at night. You want to take something? You want to take a bite out of her house?
Right.
Like, do I really want to do something like that? That's not going to be a winner. Sue Ellen, you know, that she's a candy bar heiress, but, you know, she also votes, and I don't know if that one's going to be a winner for you. So you could see it going that way. I mean, the syntax, I'm not sure the syntax money. I'm just guessing. We got less people smoking than we did in the early 90s, late 80s. You got less people smoking. The booze, you know, I like to have a drink or two. You got the marijuana tax, if you want to throw that in there. I mean, there's other ways to do it. I'm just, I am, I am dreading the day of PSLs. That's going to be a rough day for everybody.
Well, so that's going to be another tax.
I'm just dreading that.
I mean, if you really look at it, you know, I'm looking in one of the articles right now. Browns ownership proposing Brook Park raise the admission tax from 3% to 6.5%. I mean, that is substantial. Also, tax parking, diverting income tax from players and other workers on the site of the project. Yeah. Okay, but you know, you add up all of this. Like the team is telling you that we are going to pay. What was the amount that they said they're going to fork over? Was it 1.2 something billion, which is substantial. Like, yeah. I don't want to minimize that. That would be one of the...
I'm guessing it's 2.4, so I thought it'd be 1.2.
That's one of the largest in terms of fulfilling responsibility. That would be one of the largest that any team, I think, mm-hmm. in professional sports has ever ponied up. Of course, they understand it's not getting done without that.
No.
So that's the starting point. And now it is, how palatable is this for the community? The community, this is... important to note, they do not have a vote. Like,
yeah,
now they vote for their
done.
They vote for their commission, their county commissioners. You vote for your governor, but Mike DeWine is done. You know, his term is ending in
2 years.
2 years, so
we'll be 80.
Who's really on the hook for this? You know, who's going to be
the people our age
responsible to the taxpayers?
Oh, you're talking about the public officials?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
The next governor, it'll be dumped in their lap. The next, I don't know how long Justin Bibb's going to be mayor. Maybe it's dumped into, but it's still on him. I mean, he's still going to be talked about.
But in
maybe
this
if
case,
it's, if Blaine Griffin's the next mayor,
but in
then
this
it's,
case, isn't Mayor Bibb just going to say, I fought for this not to happen?
Of course.
So is this?
It's playing out his way, because no one wants to be known as the mayor that let him go again.
But if they're
even
going
to Brook Park is
if
what
they're
I mean.
Going down the road to Brook Park, and now the taxpayers have to pony up, Bibb's going to say, "Well, I fought for you guys. I fought. We didn't win. We didn't have enough. We didn't have enough political capital. We didn't have enough money on
but again,
our side."
I still go back to what were you doing when this was. Now, he wasn't the mayor in 2017, but what have you been doing here over the last couple of years? Because now it's just kind of come, it's starting to come to a head. But
well, so
you
why,
and I know there wasn't much of an effort there.
Did the Browns yesterday go over why those other locations, when they talked about what the Justice Center location,
the post office location.
And obviously, anywhere else downtown, the Browns would have had to buy out other existing owners, and that wasn't going to happen because those guys knew that they held all the cards.
This was
like, oh, we have billionaires that need our property. All right, let's name our price.
This was a very large tract of land, which I don't want to misspeak. That used to be a Ford plant, correct?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a very large tract of land that was open at 176 acres.
Yeah. The other tentacle of this is that gambling component, and this is a substantial margin and of an increase.
Well,
and I'm curious about the reverberations of that, because if you've noticed in Ohio, I've already had gamblers tell me, oh, look it on the splash page for my site or my app. It's already talking about Mike DeWine and how these companies are going to have to jack up your odds are going to be harder. Your experience is going to be worse. So they're already sounding the alarm that they're going to have to pass this on to you. So it's going to be, it's not a tax. In the end, guys, are people learning how taxes work? When stuff like this goes up, it's not the company that's going
to
pay the tax.
Well, they're
going to
have
it's going to be you that pays the tax.
Yeah, they're still going to have to.
It sounds like I'm talking about tariffs. I'm not. I'm talking in this case about the tax.
Setting the tones at 8:45. We'll see what you say.
We got an excellent one coming for you.
Okay.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.